narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the mother of the faithful believers. The commencement of the divine revelation to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was in the form of a good righteous true dreams, which came true like bright daylight, and then the love of seclusion was bestowed upon him. He used to go in seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he used to worship Allah alone, continuously, for many nights, before returning to, or his desire to see his family. He used to take with him the journey food for the stay and then come back to his wife Khadija to take his food likewise again till suddenly the truth descended upon him while he was in the cave of Hira. The angel came to him and asked him to read. The Prophet peace be upon him replied, I do not know how to read. The Prophet peace be upon him added, Then the angel caught me forcefully and pressed me so hard that I could not bear it anymore. He then released me and again asked me to read, and I replied, I do not know how to read. Thereupon, he caught me again and pressed me a second time, till I could not bear it anymore. He then released me and again asked me to read, but again I replied, I do not know how to read, or what shall I read? Thereupon, he caught me for the third time and pressed me, and then released me and said, Read in the name of your Lord, who has created all that exists, has created man from a clod, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. Quran, chapter 96, verse 1-3. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, returned with the revelation, and with his heart beating severely. Then he went to Khadija bint Khuwaylid, may Allah be pleased with her, and said, Cover me. Cover me. They covered him till his fear was over, and after that he told Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, everything that had happened, and said, I fear that something may happen to me. Khadija replied, Never. By Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. You keep good relations with your kith and kin, help the poor and the destitute, serve your guests generously, and assist the deserving calamity-afflicted ones. Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, then accompanied him to her cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal bin Asad bin Abdul Uzza, who, during the period of ignorance, became a Christian and used to write the writing with Hebrew letters. He would write from the gospel in Hebrew as much as Allah wished him to write. He was an old man and had lost his eyesight. Khadija said to Waraqa, Listen to the story of your nephew, O my cousin. Waraqa asked, O my nephew, what have you seen? Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, described whatever he had seen. Waraqa said, This is the same one who keeps the secrets, that is, angel, Jibril, Gabriel, whom Allah had sent to Musa, Moses. I wish I were young and could live up to the time when your people would turn you out. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, asked, Will they drive me out? Waraqa replied in the affirmative and said, Anyone, man, who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility. And if I should remain alive till the day when you will be turned out, then I would support you strongly. But after a few days, Waraqa died, and the divine revelation was also paused for a while.